Good morning. Today, my verses are Isaiah 8, 13 and 14. The Lord of hosts, him shall you hallow. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and snare, and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Isaiah 8, 13 and 14. I believe these are, and I think it's obvious, are at least partially prophecies of our Lord Jesus Christ. It starts in verse 13 with the Lord of hosts. And God is the Lord of hosts. Our Lord Jesus is God, and he is the Lord of hosts, the God of armies. It says in Isaiah 8:13, the Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Set him aside. Hallowed be thy name, Jesus teaches us to pray. To hallow is to sanctify, to treat as holy and special. Jesus is given a name that is above every name, that at every knee that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. And so we hallow the name of Jesus. We hallow the name of our Father. And means we should respect him and honor him. And then it says, let him be your fear. This last Sunday morning after Sunday school, we had a discussion about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And some were asking, well, what does that fear mean? It's just reverence, right? And I believe, yes, it is reverence. But also it can be, as Jesus says, you know, do not fear him who kills the body, but fear him who can throw body and soul into hell. It can be that kind of fear that we're scared to death, that we really should be that way with our Lord, especially at the beginning, especially if we're sinning. We need to be scared of God because he is scary, especially for sinners. Let him be your fear, it says. And if there's any doubt about that being a fear that is a real terror, it says, and let him be your dread. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. We should be scared of God if we are sinners. Now, it does say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And usually I think that should be at the beginning of our faith. And then as we grow in the Lord, as we go further in the Lord, you know, John says, the Apostle John, perfect love casts out fear. When we understand that perfect love, maybe we grow beyond that slavish fear into a respect and an honor, a reverence. But we never grow beyond reverence. And I believe when we sin, even as believers, like David, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He was fearful that he had sinned in such a dreadful way against a holy God. So the first part of this, Isaiah 8:13, the Lord of hosts, him shall you hallow. Let him be your fear. And let him be your dread. And then this second part, 8:14, he shall be as a sanctuary. He is our safe place. He is our sanctuary. He is our salvation. And this is talking, I believe, about our Lord Jesus Christ, because he came to save us. And it says he will be a sanctuary. But it also says, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both houses of Israel. And a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Again, this is a prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is that stone which the builders rejected. And in that sense, he was and is a stone of stumbling. The Jews wanted a certain kind of savior. They wanted a savior who would have defeated the Romans and put them down. They weren't expecting a savior to come who would save them from their sins. And those who thought they weren't really sinners or that they were already saved were not thinking about a savior who would die for them. And in that sense, because he dies on the cross, because he's put in that place of being a criminal, some of those Jewish people who did not understand, for them, the cross of Christ was a cause of stumbling, a cause of offense. They cry out to Pilate, "We have no king but Caesar," even though they hated Caesar and they rejected the Lord. Some of them, maybe some of them, we read in Acts 2, Peter preaches to them that they had killed him who was God and Christ, the Lord and Christ, and they repent, and yet some did not. Here is a prophecy of Jesus. It says he will be as a sanctuary, a salvation, and he is to us, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. That's Isaiah 8:14. And so these are my verses for today. Probably there's a lot more to get out of these than I did. But they point us to Christ. And they tell us that he is that stone of stumbling. He is a sanctuary. And I'd rather go to him as a sanctuary, a safe place. And I pray for those who haven't seen that. I pray that he's not a stone of stumbling to the Jews or foolishness to the Greeks. Well, let us pray. Father, we thank you for these passages that speak of you, to be your name to be hallowed. And I believe your Son, our Lord Jesus' name, should be hallowed. It should be set aside. We should fear you. I believe if we're sinning with the real fear, and I pray you'd forgive my sins, and I pray you'd forgive the sins of those who might see this. You are our fear as far as we need to reverence and honor you in our lives. And Father, we pray that, I pray you'd be a sanctuary, and that we would come to you and run to you as a safe place, the rock that is where we find the cleft of the rock. And Jesus is that. He is our salvation. And so we pray you'd help us to find him. Help us to know him better if we already know him. And help us to make him known to those people who need to know him. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.